You are listening to the audio production of Repurposed, How God Turns Your Mess into His Message by Noe Garcia, published by B&H Publishing Group. This book is read by Preston Butler III. To my beautiful wife, Clancy, and my children, Balin, Mammy, Hallie, and Fallon, your lives have brought sweet healing to my soul. Introduction. Broken. Having been fractured or damaged and no longer in one piece or in working order. Broken. That's a word we can all relate to. It means something is damaged, not in one piece, no longer in working order. You have probably been there. It's more than a broken heart, it's a shattered one. Brokenness shatters your hopes and dreams and leaves you in a desolate place. Your soul feels empty, and your life's purpose seems to be lost. You feel like you're at the point of no return, beyond repair. This is how I felt for most of my life. In high school, I was seen as a highly relational, charismatic guy. I was a football and basketball star, homecoming king, and voted class favorite. Pretty cool for a high schooler, huh? But the picture painted on the outside was very different from what was going on inside. If you were to peel back the layers of my soul, you would find a broken and shattered young man. I was depressed, hopeless, and simply tired of living. I wasn't in one piece, and I certainly wasn't in working order. I was damaged and dysfunctional. I felt like my life was so broken that there was no possible way for me to be put back together. I was damaged beyond repair. My coping mechanisms became drugs, sex, and alcohol. Did they ever really feel me? No, but they numbed me enough that I wouldn't feel the pain. But eventually, even drugs, sex, and alcohol couldn't numb what I was feeling. They were simply band-aids on a much deeper wound. At the age of 18, I completely hit rock bottom. I was a year out of high school, not attending college, living in a duplex with two other friends, and partying every night. To be frank, I felt like a loser. I was sinking deeper and deeper, and thought there was only one way out. Suicide. My mess. I can remember this day as if it were yesterday. There I was, drunk and drugged, sitting in a room filled with laughter and impaired people. Everyone seemed to be having the time of their lives, except for me. My ship was sinking, and it was time for me to jump. I was tired of it all. I was tired of trying to fix the mess I had made of my life. A trail of abuse and broken relationships was all I knew. Hopelessness and depression were the only stable things in my life. I was done. I went outside about midnight and looked up into the sky. The moon was bright, and the stars were so clear it was almost as if God was showing off his creation. I looked up and prayed what may sound like a silly prayer, but it was one last desperate attempt for love. I told God I wouldn't commit suicide if he showed me that he was here for me. I asked him for a shooting star. I said, God, if you are out there, and if you are God, then will you please show me a shooting star? Then I will know that you are real. If you do this for me, I will know that you hear me and love me, and I promise I won't commit suicide, and I'll change my life. I was looking for hope, something that would tell me there is a reason to live. I sat there for about 30 minutes, and anger began to boil within me, because I felt like God could have quickly shown me a shooting star. But he didn't. It was almost as if he were telling me, do it. I don't have plans for you. It was a slap in the face and almost proved my worst fear that I was beyond repair, and he didn't want me either. Tears streamed down my face because I knew what this meant for me. If the God of the universe didn't want me,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?